I'm gonna ask you some real bullshit Rolling Stone requires, and then we'll get some real ones. First of all, your basic how you got started in the business, the short version.
Well, young man, I was in high school and we had the Battle of the Bands, and me and my friends, my gang, like we entered and you know, that's it. We came in second and we thought that was pretty good.
What was the most weird or intriguing experience you had while you were with the Dolls? You just bring up a memory, something that was really bizarre that happened.
The first time I roomed with Arthur Kane, guy had the most incredible socks. I don't mean looking. I'm not saying, I don't mean looking.
When you were young, when you were a little kid in the Battle of the Bands,
yeah.
And even younger than that, who were your favorite artists?
Oh, let me think. Marty Robbins and Little Anthony and the Imperials and Bob Dylan and Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells.
A lot of your songs about love. What's it all about?
It's something I've thought a lot about, love. So it's something I think about. I think about things like, you know, rampaging and love, and, you know, you're kind of torn between those things. So that's what I write about generally.
When was the first time you heard yourself on the radio?
I imagine I felt very good, because I probably felt I was, you know, putting something over or something, or accomplishing something, you know. Getting over, you know the expression, getting over? Mm-hmm. Hey, Mom, getting over.
If you were granted one wish, what would you wish for?
White Christmas.
Who do you admire most, and who would you like to see elected as president?
Is this just for Boston?
No. This is for the entire country. So.
You know, everybody says Ted Kennedy, he can't even drive. Who would I like to be the president? I don't really know, because there's got to be somebody who you think is like really, really cool, you know. I read in the Inquirer that Paul Newman's going to run. Maybe we'll see how he turns out.
What was the most unique concert bill you ever appeared on?
It was in, what's that theater downtown in the combat zone? Orpheum, yeah, and that was the Dolls were the opening act. Then who the hell was that second act? Larry Coryell was the second act, and
Larry
Captain
Coryell.
Beefheart was on the top of the bill. 1972 at the Orpheum. Beefheart, Coryell, and the Dolls. That was pretty eclectic. They don't do things like that. That's because there used to be a lot of really just like really intellectual people used to go to rock and roll shows around in 72.
That's funny. That's almost a Fillmore East bill.
Well, no, it was an era, an end of an era. But I mean, this is a whole new era that's going now, which is
what?
What's equally as exciting. It's just different. They just, promoters don't book wild extravaganzas like that so much anymore. They usually just get an act that can draw, and then they just get somebody they're trying to help out or push or something to open for them. Whereas they used to take all these wild, thought-out acts and put them all together, you know? Instead of just having one thought-out act and an opening act of beginning to get ready to think about getting ready to be thought out.
I got it.
Haven't we had enough? I think we had some pretty good repartee.
I think so.